chapter 6. We have a baptism today. And so I think it's important that we understand what baptism is all about. It's another opportunity just to see what Scripture says about it and to be reminded of what we are testifying to. We are actually giving testimony. In Romans chapter 6, I think one of the things that Paul does for us in this chapter is he just solidifies for us the decision that we have made and how intense it is. The thought oftentimes is, well, it's just a dunking in the water. No, it's a testimony. And it literally is saying, I'm all in. If you look with me in Romans chapter 6, in verse 1, it starts off this way. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may increase? Now that very question is demonstrating that there are some that are saying that grace is just a license to sin. Paul will now answer it in accordance with baptism. The thought oftentimes is that it's just a walk down the aisle. We've just, said a prayer. But Paul says, no, it's a life change. Therefore, being justified by faith, he says in chapter 5, verse 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In chapter 3, we've admitted that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we have put all of our trust in Him, and we no longer want to follow sin. God has changed our hearts. So he makes a statement in verse 2. May it never be. How should we who died to sin still live in it? We actually made a decision when we came to Christ to die to our sins. That's a pretty strong decision. That's not superficial, is it? He describes it in terms of baptism in verse 3. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Marvelous picture of baptism is that you are actually taken under water. Now, praise God the pastor doesn't hold you there. But there is a resurrection. And the demonstration is that you have died to your sins. You have made a stand to follow Christ, and now you are being raised a new creation in Christ. Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. In other words, as you go into the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and you make that profession of faith in him, you have died to doing things your way, and you have been resurrected into living a new life in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Knowing this, that our old self, verse 6, was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. What actually taking place is described in verse 17 of chapter 6. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to that form of teaching with which you were committed. In other words, your heart has changed. Baptism is a demonstration of a complete heart change in which you are proclaiming, I have died to myself. I am now living the life of Christ. It is a grand and glorious testimony of declaring, I'm all in. So we give thanks for those that have made this decision to proclaim this truth. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness towards us and for your word that cleanses us and reminds us of your great power to change a life. Lord, we thank you for Kat as this decision she has chosen to make to follow you with all of her heart. We pray that we would be supportive of her at this time in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.